Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava with your host, Lady Flava. The doors are open, the coffee is on, and I'm ready to play some great independent music for you. You never know what I might talk about, and I welcome you to join me in conversation by calling 845-277-9215. All right, let's get this morning started on Morning Coffee with Flava.
1, 2, 1, 2. We gonna send this one out to all the brothers of the world. I got something I wanna say.
Oh,
joy makes me stronger. I was weak, no, I'm holding out the longest. Your strength is my strength. Now I'm holding out the full length. Oh, here's what I'm having you with. Joy makes me stronger. I was weak, now I'm holding out the longest. Your strength is my strength. Now I'm holding out the full length. Oh, here's what I'm having you with. Your joy, my strength.
I was a weakling until you came around strengthening me. You made me courageous enough to be walking in faith and running in victory. Whoa, never am I weary. I'm mounting up on new wings. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Isaiah 40, 28 words. Yes, strong. No,
I'm getting stronger. Your joy makes me stronger. I was weak, now I'm holding out the longest.
Not even gold would do. of song to serenade you. But if I didn't write the lyrics, how could the song be true? So I laid on my back one night, and I named every single star for you. But over time, stars burn out, so the stars just won't do. I cast down from their throne every so-called king, and I made Saturn bow down and surrender a ring. But in reality, those are insignificant things. I counted up the cost of all to you that I owe, and I fell to my knees because I have no wealth to show. But if I could, I would reach into the recesses of the corners of your mind and banish every painful memory there within I find. And I will transcend the immutable laws of time and space to love you over time, for all time, anywhere, or any place.
Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center, brush stroke shades, red's passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Inside again, and with strokes passive and strokes aggressive, the canvas of my soul oozing shades and dimensions and hues from lips now painted saffron seduction, chartreuse with envy of those he stroked before, with wholeness in every dip, the purple indigo of my spirit, the oil to blend, the brush to canvas. Nearing completion of his perfection, he again dips his brush in with strokes sure and strokes steady, fashion my ears to hear the rhythm of the love songs of we, my nose to inhale the intoxication of him till I'm my eyes crystal and pure behind the love lust in his, as he with brush strokes determined and brushstrokes deliberate, swirl and slide and blend and mesh till dip into my colors again and again. My colors once his colors, now brush mingle to create our colors, sure and fast until my body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until our colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies, and the sensuality of us masterpiece completed, he created me beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I was sitting here with my eyes closed, moving my body from side to side, thinking about being in my 2000 Silver Beetle, Turbo Beetle, 5-speed, driving up I-5 to Oak Harbor, just grooving on the sounds coming through the speakers on my car. And, oh, that was a great, great vision. Oh, good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I come every Saturday morning, and this is where I love to be. This gives me an opportunity to share some great independent music with you, sip on some coffee. I got the coffee on. Would you like some? And, you know, explore different topics of conversation. In this opening set, I played Lamone with Born to be a King, going into Peta Wayne with I'll Give You My Heart, Adrian Archie with Strong, Christopher Fields with The Gift, and my girl Neil Soldier with Colors. I hope you're enjoying the flavors that I am bringing to you so far, and I'm going to continue bringing you more sounds on Morning Coffee with Flava. I hope you're doing well. It doesn't look so bright out this morning here in Vegas. The weather has been interesting. We've had rain, we've had clouds, we've had sun, we've had 78 degree weather where I didn't need to wear a sweater. I don't really know what it's like out there today because I haven't actually opened up my curtains. Doesn't look so bright, but that doesn't matter, right? Because we can always bring the sunshine into our days with our attitude, with some good music and things that make us happy. So I hope you're able to do that. I am getting back to myself. Let me tell you, I am getting back to myself and it's feeling really, really good. It took some work. It took a lot of work. But I'll talk about that later on. I want to jump back into playing some more music for you, if that's okay. So I'm going to take you over to France and play, let's see, Clint Slate with The Sixth Trip Plan.
Hypothesize. captain. Double bluff fundraising, revoiced men, privacy, double DGC, double the strange, to buying the freedom. Many emotion, stop screaming.
Hey. guess I'll be gone.
Your body's moving to the beat. I feel your vibe.
always in abundance. No matter if you hit a home run or you run it, they minimize and they try to criticize your swing when they ain't never swung it. Wanna tell you how to do it when they ain't never done it, cause they too scared of failure and they can't even tell you about that raw passion that burns in your stomach. Not knowing that what separates the hunters from the hunted, what separates the rulers from the runners, and the thousands from the dozens that really get to see what number one is. I've been up, I've been down, I ain't budging, still married to the game, showing niggas where the fuck my gumma bun is. We out the box before y'all even get out the block. I'm sitting pretty in that victory lap. All that talk of losing is a bad thing. I know you got bad aim, so player, call and miss me with that.
We
winning.
Win.
Yes,
sir.
That's right.
Win.
If you don't know, you are listening to Morning Coffee with Flava with your host, Lady Flava. I got my coffee over here, and I'm sitting here grooving to the music that I'm playing for you. I don't create set lists. I don't even plan out what I'm going to talk about. It's, to me, all about my vibe for the day and kind of portraying that with you as I come to the radio and just scroll down my list of music to play and just whatever pops out of my mouth. So in this last set, I played Clint Slate with his piece, The Sixth Trip, out of France, going into Giorgio Ranciero with Inner Skin out of Rome, Carvalho with Fury, Miss Kelly with Contagious, and my girl Chocolate out of Seattle, Washington with Wind featuring Fonte. I hope you're doing well. I'm getting better and better. I'm so glad to be back on the radio and just kind of feeling myself again. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. This has been kind of a struggle, but maybe, you know, God put me in a position where I needed to go through the struggle of just coming back to finding myself, getting comfortable with who I am. Vegas still feels very, very new to me. I am a Pacific Northwest girl. That is home. I miss the water. I miss real grass. I miss beautiful, brilliant colors and trees and flowers and shrubs. I miss the mountains. I miss it all. It's just nothing like Seattle, Washington. But there are good things about Vegas. I love the sky out here. The sky is amazing. And I hope to, you know, honestly step out and explore more of this region I now live in, because I haven't done too much exploring. I've been very, very limited, and it's my own fault, you know. Some of it was due to a job that I used to have. Some of it, honestly, was the lack of finances. And, you know, now that I have a new job, it pays more. I could step out and start doing some exploring and trying to find some water. Water is kind of challenging around here. They got man-made little ponds and lakes and stuff, but I believe that I can find some real, real water. But I hope that you are doing well. I've just been doing a lot of contemplating. I've had to grow up. I've had to grow up and figure out who I am in the schemes of things down here in Las Vegas. And one thing that I'm kind of coming back to, and this is kind of more of a recent thing, is, you know, Flava, just be true to you. Be your authentic self. Make no excuses. If somebody doesn't like what you say or what you are about, that's okay. You know, that is okay. You know, not everybody is for everybody. You know, I've learned a lot, you know, when it comes to communication and how some people receive information, how they choose to interpret what you say and what you do, and how I honestly choose to interpret somebody, you know. And we all come from different styles of learning. We all come from different styles of understanding. And I don't think I really, really thought about that back home in Seattle, how there is just so many different ways that people communicate and how people receive that information. And that this journey here in Vegas has definitely taught me that. So I decided at the age of 60, you know, I'm just going to be me. I am going to be me. I'm not going to apologize about it. If people have an opinion, they just have an opinion. I'm kind of getting used to being misinterpreted. I am kind of getting used to being labeled in certain ways because somebody gets frustrated with me or they don't understand something. I'm kind of beginning to get used to it. And maybe that's what I needed to do, right? I was told before I even moved here I needed to toughen up, and maybe this is what toughening up looks like. So let me jump back into playing some more music for you. I'm going to play With the People by Martin Kemper.
Mind to time it is. Oh, snap. Are you serious? Yo.
It's 4:15 a.m. as I look over at the clock right next to my bed, a bed that you're not in. I'm pulling on my sheets trying to get myself comfortable. I readjust my pillow. I'm miserable, it's hot in here. Seems like the walls are sweating. I open up my window, but that ain't working either, cause there ain't no breeze blowing tonight.
Hold up.
Oh, I thought I heard my phone, which is crazy because my phone ain't even on. I sit back on my bed, put my hand on my head, as I'm trying to make some sense of it all.
Could it be I've fallen so deep,
falling so deep,
that I can't even sleep,
yeah, yeah.
I can't even speak,
so I guess I gotta sing it to you, girl.
I'm gonna leave you to die. Every time I leave you, it's just love.
Like I don't have no air to breathe. Being away is just me, baby.
Every time I leave you, it's just love.
Every time, yeah, I'm all. And I gotta get right back. Sweating, pacing the floor, trying to get myself together, thinking about you constantly. I just can't seem to shake you. Tell me what could make you do the things you did to me and say the things you said.
Whatever you're doing is working, cause I just can't keep my head.
Immobilization is what you put on me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm tripping cause it ain't me.
Wait, hold up. I gotta get it together, man.
I wanna stop, but it's feeling way too good. The way that you got me, you came and straight rocked me.
As I'm trying to make something else of it all.
Oh, could it be that I can't even,
I can't eat, can't sleep,
I can't
even speak.
So I guess I gotta sing it to you,
to you,
every time I leave you to fly.
I leave your side, I feel as if anybody. She put it on me so good I can't even think. I guess I just gotta sing the way I feel.
Yeah.
How music can kind of set the tone. What I like to do here at Morning Coffee with Flava is just give you a taste of a variety of music that comes my way here at Flava's Lounge Radio. And I like to blend it together, depending on genres, not depending on locations. You know, I like to blend it, you know, together because I want to give you an opportunity to maybe check out some music that you would have never listened to if you had not stopped by Morning Coffee with Flava or Flava's Lounge Radio. In this last set, I played Martin Kemper with We the People, going into Abdul Hall with Every Time, Arlo Parks with Hope, Mother's Favorite Child with Reflections of a Disco Ball featuring Tanya Tiet, and then closing out the set with Ivana Christie with her piece, Patron. I hope you're doing well. I'm getting better and better as this morning goes by. It feels good to finally feel like I'm getting back to myself. I don't know whether I want to say, you know, the pandemic did it, the move to Vegas did it, but I think that sometimes we all kind of get in a funk for different reasons, you know. And I know definitely through the pandemic of COVID-19, it has had a humongous effect on people here in the United States to people across the globe. You know, I never in my life thought I would live through something like this where, you know, life would be affected to this point where it wasn't even safe to really be around each other. It's definitely hit hard down here in Las Vegas. I mean, the Strip, Las Vegas is all about people coming down here, checking out the casinos and the nightlife and buffets, you know, and all of that kind of really, really shut down. Gradually, it's opening back up and allowing more people, a little bit of entertainment taking place in smaller venues within the casinos and smaller venues throughout Las Vegas. And so I'm looking forward. I am. I'm looking forward to the day where it is safe for us to be amongst each other. Several people have said, you know, and I have to agree with them. I don't think it's going to, you know, be anytime soon that we have to stop wearing masks. And in the beginning, it was so funny because some of the designers and people were, you know, blinging out masks and this and that. And I thought, why do we need that right now? You know, and at that point, I don't think that it was really needed because we really were not going around each other. A simple mask, you know, would do. But now that it's a year later, now I get it. And I've been thinking my own self, you know, I need to get some different masks that I can wear, you know, if I go out and choose to be involved in something where, you know, I'm around more people than the norm. Let me tell you about a situation that I experienced this past week. And I've been kind of going back and forth on, you know, how I want to go about sharing my thoughts. One of the things that I've talked about many times here in Las Vegas with a few of the people that I'm close to and, you know, kind of talk about business things with is the fact that I would love to see the Vegas entertainers kind of build something of their own where they kind of control what's going on, build relationships with venues, try to see how you can make a win-win with somebody who owns a business that has a space where you can perform, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a lounge, a club, whatever it is, and build something of your own that you can control. And you know, there are some places that definitely are smaller that some of the Vegas entertainers are kind of doing solo shows at, you know, with a few musicians playing behind them. And it's all good, you know. But I was invited to come to what was an audition for one of the Vegas entertainers to potentially, you know, maybe get a gig at a brand new local business. And that intrigued me. And this is the first time that I've been out since COVID. So it's actually been a year, possibly even more, that I've been out amongst people. And I had mixed emotions about it, you know, because I have serious COVID issues. And if you listen to my shows or you follow me on social media, you kind of know I have COVID issues. And I actually did a video from the parking lot of this place, kind of processing, you know, before I went inside. Once I got in there, there was part of me that says, you know what, this is not the space for you. There was no social distancing. The tables were very close to each other. I don't think the setup was done well to bring people in together, but under normal circumstances, it definitely would work. But I will say that everybody wore a mask, so I do appreciate and respect that. I just didn't feel like the proper PPE was going on when it comes to a venue in trying to keep people safe. You know, I was listening to NPR News, and they were talking about children going back to school, but that they were keeping the children at least 3 feet apart and, instead of the 6 feet apart, but the children also had to be wearing masks. And I kind of get that. There wasn't even 3 feet apart, you know, when it came to the people in this location. But one of the things that I did do is I separated myself from the mindset of that part bothering me to kind of really look around and see what could be done in this space. And I think that this space has a lot of potential, a lot of potential. And it's in my neighborhood, which even, you know, makes me more excited that to see what he's going to do with this space and how people are going to support it or, you know, engage it. And so a lot of things need to be worked out, you know, to really, really make this place work. But I did have the opportunity to speak to the owner, and I have mixed emotions about that too. But he did share that he had not been sleeping much, which I totally understand, because when I built Flava Coffee House back in Seattle, I had a lot of sleepless nights. You know, when I opened her doors, I had a lot of sleepless nights. So I get that part, and maybe that's what I meant, was somebody who's just exhausted, which I can understand. So I'm not going to write off he in the situation. I do hope to, you know, go back and have a conversation with him. And I hope that he'll give me a tour of what this facility really, really has to bring to the community that we are a part of. But I see it as a great space. You know, if it's done right, from what he plans on doing from his side to what, you know, potentially could be done by the people that come through there, that entertain the people in that space, to the meetings, to the parties and celebrations that can take place. A lot of things could open up. The other thing that excites me is it is a Black-owned business, and it is in a Black community. And I would really, really love to see this business thrive and to work where it is beneficial, you know, to the owner and his staff, to the community that, again, we are a part of. So I you know, was excited to be out as Lady Flava in this capacity. And I went home and I took a shower. I did, because I felt like I had cooties, and that's just me. I have COVID issues, but I don't regret going out. I don't regret going out. So anyway, let me jump back into playing some more music. And let's play a piece by Bay Bright, and it's called Vibe.
I like the way this sound right here, baby. It's a vibe.
You wanna do, girl?
What you wanna do,
the music
girl.
Is nice, the party is right, the night is still young, baby.
Young,
I wanna dance, you wanna dance, come on and dance with me and party all night long.
Party all night long, girl.
Hey girl, I just wanna vibe with you, baby.
Yeah.
Tell the other, stop talking about one another. Don't Don't give the right. Don't make me feel so blue, or someone will do it to you. Yeah, you'll find a better feeling if you are ever willing to give out some love and healing. I did a sin, oh, I did a sin, baby. I did
just the way I want it. I won't only you if I'm keeping it 100. I know that we ain't talk yet, but I see that you a boss ass bitch by the way you walk in the shade o'clock in the morning. Every aspect is gorgeous, the curve in your hips, the slight turn in your head, and when you notice my glimpse,
the light in your eyes has got me speechless. And now I speak less for the women if I must confess.
Got love for you, I swear I go to war for you. I do anything you want for your pleasure, but it's no pressure. You make the sky seem brighter. No, I ain't gassing you and I ain't lying. The grass is so green on the other side that you're lying. My soul is elevated and I'm flying. Please don't bring me back down if you want me to back down.
Can you tell me, baby, can you tell me? Can you tell me what you're gonna do?
When you walk into the room, your body, watch everything you do.
Body,
the way I do,
you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava on Flava's Lounge Radio. This is where I play a variety of music from independent artists from here in Las Vegas, where I live, to back in Seattle, Washington, from where I come from, across the United States and even around the globe. I'm very blessed to have a variety of artists, as you can tell, that has allowed me the opportunity to play their music on my radio shows. I'm not new at this. I'm not. But I think a part of me kind of stepped back and forgot. You know, I can be Lady Flava anywhere. It doesn't matter if I'm in Seattle, Washington, or Las Vegas, Nevada, or anywhere in the world. I can be Lady Flava doing exactly this, hennant music. And I'm so glad that I'm finding my way back to just being me. One of the things, like I was saying at the top of the show, is that, you know, I think what happened is I lost sight of myself and I wanted to be accepted down here in Las Vegas. I wanted to, just find my way and find a purpose to be here amongst the people that provide great entertainment for the Las Vegas area and put on shows and everything. And I'm pretty opinionated. You know, I come from a different mindset. And even though it's all a part of arts and entertainment, there is a difference between Vegas entertainment and there's a difference between an independent artist showcase. And I think for me, I am excited about hearing original music. That is something that just fuels my soul. You know, I know what it's like to create something from scratch and to put it out there to the world and, you know, hope that it's accepted. And my space of doing that was Flava Coffee House. When I built my coffee house, oh my goodness, the hours that I laid on my floor drawing it out, to going with my daughters to the different stores to pick out furniture and colors, you know, of paint for all parts of my coffee house, to talking to the architect and the builders and all of that, you know, that was exciting. That was so exciting to create something. And, you know, the other day I put out there on social media, you know, what does it look like to be successful as an artist? And I think you can look at it from many, many aspects. You know, for me at the coffee house, maybe it wasn't money, but I created the space that God put in me to create. I did. That's one thing I was very successful at. I created a place that was colorful with different furniture. You know, depending on what your mood was, you could sit in a different corner. I played independent music that was sent to me. Created a space for creativity to, you know, exist. And I had people that drove 1 hour one direction just to come to my open mics on Friday. And I was thinking about the other day, you know, God has blessed me in so many ways with Lady Flava. And I think there was a part of me that forgot that. And I'm so glad that I'm beginning to just think back and being able to close my eyes and just say, you know what, Flava, you've done some great things and you can continue to do some great things. So right now I'm back here on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe I'll advance on to, you know, other platforms, you know, as time goes on. But this is my safe haven. You know, this is what I know. I know how to work, you know, the mechanics of this and all of that. And so I'm going to start right here. And I think it's okay. You know, some people have been in my ear like, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, back in the day, I could have had my show syndicated on other stations, you know, and it's been reached out to me about doing that again. But right now, I just want to get comfortable in doing me. I want to be authentic. I want to be real with me. I want to get back to just doing me, saying what I want to say with no apologies. And, you know, being passionate and showing you how much I love supporting great, great talents. So on this last set, I played Bay Bright with Vibe. Bay Bright is a producer that many, many artists have worked with, especially on the East Coast. He remixes a lot of music for independent artists, and he puts an interesting flair on it. Sometimes I like what he's done, and sometimes I like the original sound, you know, but he is somebody who's been out there. He's out there charting, too, so He's somebody to pay attention to if you kind of like that vibe. Then I played Tony Hill. Now, Tony Hill is an artist that I became aware of back in the Pacific Northwest. She is originally out of Portland, Oregon, but she actually lives down here in Las Vegas. So trust and believe, when this pandemic lifts, I want to meet her. I even want to meet her boys. You know, I've been following her for a long, long time, and I think she's an amazing woman. She's an amazing talent. And let me tell you, she's one of the best mamas that I have ever watched, you know, kind of bringing up her children, you know, because I've been watching her since they were babies, you know, and I hope that I have the opportunity to meet them also. Then I'm going into Tiffany Wilson with Me and You. She's another great talent out of Seattle, Washington, and so one of the beautiful things for me is to be able to play music from people that I know, people from home, people from right here in Las Vegas, and you know, that's the blessing of doing what I do. Some of the people I actually know in person. And then going into Queen Aries, she's a talent down here in Las Vegas, just like Ivana Christie. And I played her piece, He Said, She Said. And then closing out this set with a young talent that goes by the name of Phil with his piece, Tell Me. Well, this is what I do. This is what I love. And this is what my purpose is. And it feels good to be here with you today. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the show live and to those that come back and check out the archives. Every Saturday I'm here, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find me, but you can always check out the archives. I'm getting back into doing my Flavor's Groove on Tuesday and Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's just a listening party. I just play you an hour straight of great independent music. And, you know, I'll gradually get into more shows. One of the things that I do want to get into is On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flavor, where I do features. And then I think that I want to bring back 15-minute sets where I play 15 minutes of one artist and, you know, and talk about them, tell you where you can find their music and, you know, kind of give them a platform of just kind of getting their flavor out there to you. But so stay tuned, you know, and always come back and check me out here on Flavor's Lounge Radio. I've got a little bit of time, so I'm going to play some more music for you. Let's see, what I want to play this song. I played it for the first time the other night. This is a new artist to me. She goes by the name of Yuna, and this is Dance Like Nobody Is Watching.
Nobody told me that my bedroom floor is where I will find a peace of mind. No need for distraction or an intervention. I figured it out. Leave it all behind, 'cause when the tears are falling, my heart is breaking, love is fading. Let the music in, and when the tears are falling, my heart is breaking, love is fading. Dance like nobody's watching.
Thank you. the one to save me. Dance like nobody's watching me. Dance like nobody's watching me.
Slow, slow. Your pace is dangerously
how to pivot. Slow, slow. It's hard to lose fuckery if you don't give it. Slow, slow.
Hidden behind all the time that we keep.
Well, we've come to the end of another show, and I'm so grateful that you came and hung out with me, whether you listened to the show live or you came back and check out the archives. In this closing set, I played Yuma with Dance Like Nobody's Watching, Cleveland Jones with Be Right There, Alan Stone with his piece called Million, and closing out today with Kelstar Maya Moore featuring Fellow. It's a beautiful Saturday here in Las Vegas. The sun is finally coming out. I see it peeking through my window shades, and I'm feeling good. I hope that you are too. If you want to be heard on Flavors Lounge Radio, any of the shows that I do, consider submitting some music to me. Email me at flavorslounge@gmail.com. In the subject line, put radio submission. What I want from you is your artist name, your location, the genre of your music, high quality MP3 tracks. And also I want at least an artist bio because I want to know something about you. Eventually I'm really, really going to get into talking about the artists that I play. That's the one thing that I like to do on especially Morning Coffee with Flava is talk about the artists that I play. So consider submitting your music to me. Take care. God bless. Have a great Saturday. And I look forward to hanging out with you again next Saturday. Bye-bye.